Hi, I'm Skylar Corrigan, and welcome to my podcast, Civic Circle, where we talk all about community engagement and how you can get involved. In recent years, the topic of mental health has been vastly growing, not only in my own life, but in that of individuals across the globe. I'm not sure as to what exactly sparked the acceptance of this topic now more than ever, but I'm here to share more about it. After conducting research, I uncovered that according to the U.S. Census Bureau, the state of Virginia houses around 8,500,000 residents, and of those residents, between 1,100,000 to 1,400,000 adults ages 18 plus have been diagnosed with, quote-unquote, any mental illness, which totals to about 18% of the population. That's crazy. I don't know about you, but this number shocked me. This number shocked me not because of the sheer number alone, but more the fact that this 18% is only adults who have been diagnosed. Therefore, there are even more individuals out there living with this illness who maybe can't afford to be diagnosed or just don't have the knowledge and resources to know that they should seek medical assistance. Specifically, City of Richmond residents link mental health trauma to witnessing and experiencing violence, unemployment, alienation, incarceration, poverty, stress, and a lack of prevention and treatment options, according to Health Equity in Richmond. The brunt of mental health issues are also associated with the African American community due to specific social inequities and higher cases of substance abuse starting at the age of 12. This expresses how the mental health crisis affects our community specifically and how it is important to try and combat these issues. In order to address these disparities in social stability and to create a healthy community, organizations such as Child Savers are working to provide Richmond community members with mental health boosting experiences. One of their unique experiences offered is animal therapy. Animal therapy, or also known as play therapy, helps children to feel safe and build trust while allowing them to learn about social rules and restrictions and work through their problems. Child Savers utilizes a licensed social worker's service animal to provide comfort to those who have experienced trauma and are looking for someone to make them feel less lost and alone. Their service animal, Sasha, is trained to sense emotion and provide comfort to those who are suffering. Another example of animal therapy in the Richmond community is the Richmond SPCA's Pet Visitation Program. The Pet Visitation Program brings joy to community members through Paws for Reading at William Fox Elementary, Paws for Health at nursing homes and retirement communities, and to paramedics through Paws for Paramedics. The Paws for Reading program specifically allows students to practice their developmental reading skills in front of a non-judgmental audience, while the other two programs work to provide stress relief and light to those seeking companionship and a distraction from the everyday. The Richmond SPCA is able to provide these services by utilizing their adoptable animals for the paramedics program and by having donors volunteer their trained service animals for the other programs. We now are going to take a brief pause to interview Gail Mabelay and discuss her experiences with animal therapy. Hi, Gail, and welcome to Civic Circle.
Hi, Skylar. Thanks for having me.
Could you share with us your experience with animal therapy?
Well, in high school, my school had a stressless week event, so they would bring in dogs during lunch period, and we were allowed to come and pet them. It was a good time.
Wow, that's so cool. Did you think that this was helpful for your mental health?
For sure. Like, since animals are really cuddly and soft and cute, it kind of just makes everyone happy. So I enjoyed seeing them and petting them and during my break in school.
That's great. Thanks so much for sharing your thoughts. After conducting this research about Richmond animal therapy and mental health organizations, I came to the realization that because of the global pandemic we are currently living through, many individuals who need animal therapy most likely cannot receive it at this time due to reduced touching and sanitation policies. Therefore, I propose that the City of Richmond needs to partner with the up-and-coming startup Root Virtual Reality that offers training and immersive treatment to adolescents experiencing mental health-related issues. If this partnership were to be created, it would create greater accessibility for those suffering with trauma to find the animal therapy support they need
because virtual reality can be done anywhere and at any time. All of these programs mentioned are great resources and just a few of the many organizations that the Richmond community and beyond have if someone is in need of mental health support. The Richmond-specific organizations are also open to all community members, helping to boost social stability and crush stereotypes of social inequities, as well as aiding in the creation of an overall healthy community that serves to support its residents. Thank you so much for listening to Civic Circle. I'm Skylar, and now let's go get involved in your community.